There's concern in Bexar County that the number of third graders reading on grade level is low. That leaves them at risk for dropping out of high school, unemployment, or worse. SA Reads is hoping to reverse the trend through its tutoring program. Some teachers are using a method of reading instruction that researchers say is proven, but isn't used enough.
All right, and let's read the first line.
It is important.
And the second line?
It is important to look both ways.
Have your parents ever told y'all?
Brandon Flores is tutoring two second graders in reading at Crewald Elementary School in the Southwest Independent School District. Flores is an education student at Texas A&M University San Antonio, and providing the free tutoring is part of his education. The method of instruction Flores is using is part of a program called SA Reads. It's called Scientifically Based Reading Instruction, or SBRI. There are strips of paper in front of each student, a boy and a girl. Each strip of paper adds words from the last one until the sentence is complete. The boy finishes. It is important to look both ways when you cross a street. Jason Poor is the vice principal at Crewald. He says 60 to 70% of third graders at his school are able to read on grade level and achieve a passing score on the state standardized STAR test. Across the city, it's 69%. That's down from 73% in 2012 when the test was last changed. Poor says he's a fan of the SBRI method the tutors use.
Students that do not have any kind of special need, that just need extra help, the scientifically proven methods that SA Reads uses is effective all the time.
Ramona Pittman is an associate professor of literacy at Texas A&M University San Antonio. She says in pre-K through third grade, kids learn to read. But in fourth grade on, they read to learn. So if you can't read by around age 8, you're going to have trouble understanding your other subjects. Pittman says those students who struggle have a much greater chance of dropping out in high school.
And research also has shown that if kids don't learn to read by third grade, that you can predict how many jail cells are needed based on third grade reading scores.
Pittman says barriers to children learning to read include a lack of books in the home before kindergarten or not having someone read to them. Also, if English is not the student's first language, that could be a challenge. Educators say kids who move frequently also have difficulty keeping up. Pittman says literacy researchers are now discovering an even bigger reason.
When we look at what's happening in elementary schools, many teachers who are not even prepared to teach reading, even though they've gone through a teacher preparation program.
Louisa Motz is a leading researcher in reading education. She says teachers not knowing how to teach reading is a national problem.
Overall, if we're just talking about the average scores of teachers on tests of knowledge of their subject matter and tests of knowledge of methods that are supported by research, the picture is very grim.
Motz says teachers are not the ones at fault. It's the licensing process. She says most universities are not providing the right instruction. In 2000, after decades of debate about which reading method was best, Congress mandated that the National Reading Panel convene to do a scientific review. They published a report which identified that scientific methods like SBRI are the only reading techniques that work. Yet 17 years later, the majority of universities are not teaching those techniques, a fact that frustrates Motz.
There is a chasm between the world of scientific research, where people look at evidence and challenge their hypotheses with experiments. And we find over and over that most of the educators we work with in school districts have no idea that this other world is out there.
Motz says the researchers call the method of teaching reading that works the code.
This whole field is a lot like climate science, you know, where 97% of the scientists who study climate change and the atmosphere and so on agree that certain things are happening. And so reading is like this.
She says scientists may know that the code works, but another challenge is that educational institutions are deeply attached to the teaching methods they've been using for decades. Back at Crewald Elementary School, Flores prepares his students to read a book about fire trucks.
What are the people that work in the fire truck? What is their name?
Firefighters.
And what do they do?
They put out fires.
Yeah, they put out fires.
Good job.
Central Connecticut State University did a study in 2014 of adult literacy in U.S. major cities. San Antonio ranked 70th out of 77 cities studied, one of the lowest in the nation. Groups like SA Reads are trying to change that. Louisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio News.